one of the previous classes, you had mentioned about different kinds of people who are sound-oriented, sight-oriented.
Correct.
So the way they will approach it, so the people who are sound-oriented would be more inclined towards listening to music and using that to move.
They will be better musicians because their hearing power is more aligned to sounds. So those who are sight-oriented, they can enjoy natural sceneries, they can paint better, they can sculpt better, etc.
Sure.
Yeah.
When reading Maharaj, the mind is more engaged than, say, even comparing listening to audio lectures versus reading a transcript.
Correct.
Reading is much more engaging than listening.
Correct.
For some people.
Correct. That is absolutely
so what,
correct.
What faculty does the reading involve, Maharaj? Sight or sound or both?
No, it is not like that. When you are reading something, see, when you hear my talk, I not only bring out the points, I also explain the points, isn't it?
Yes.
But I will not wait for you to understand. I move on. So you cannot control my talk. Whereas in reading, I can pause wherever I want.
Right.
And then I can try to understand what is the relationship with what was past, what this person was trying to tell, etc. So, both have their advantages. What is the advantage of audio? That you can close your eyes and then you can listen. So, that is one type of experience. What is important in reading, at least I can tell you my experience. So, after reading so many books and digesting, you know what happens? So, supposing I am reading Swamiji's Bhakti Yoga. He talks about Ishta Devata. I know I read hundreds of times and now if he were there, I will tell him, you sit there, I will give the talk. This is what you want to tell, isn't it? So what you told in 1.5 hour speech, I can summarize it in 1 minute. That is why reading is better experience. So audio, you won't stop. Of course you can stop, but generally people don't do it. Reading gives us one type of opportunity for exploration. Suddenly I remember something. So when you are listening, when you remember something, the other person has not stopped.
Yeah.
So you cannot pursue this remembrance. But when you are reading, you can pause there, go back, go forward, and then recollect something and associate it with that particular idea that is generated by reading. You can modify it, etc., etc. Now you understand?
Yeah, sure. It's the processing.
So, I'm talking generally. Some people prefer audio. I prefer personally reading. And I also prefer audio. I discovered, you know, some speakers. And if I close my eyes, half recline and start listening, such a profound experience I get. So you see, everything has its usefulness. You will have to discover. Okay, that is it. Reading is, for some people, it is actually, I think reading is better than listening. Whereas Sri Ramakrishna says, listening is better than reading. In what context he is telling? You read a lot and then you didn't understand. There is somebody who thoroughly understood, can express also well. And then when you listen to that person, those ideas you can understand very easily because already you are prepared. Material is ready, only interconnection is lacking. Now you are able to connect it properly. But what he means is totally different. When a person becomes an adhikari, that is called shravana. Here, listening means listening to the essence. That is called shravana. After that, you have to do manana. After that, nididhyasana.
Pranam Maharaj, you mentioned about Brahma giving this mantra to the wise person. Is this the wise person, when we hear about Vishwamitra, is this the wise person, say Vishwamitra?
I could not understand. Brahma gave mantra to whom?
I mean, in today's talk, you mentioned about how Brahma gave this Gayatri mantra to a wise person that you mentioned. So is this wise person Vishwamitra, and that's how we have learnt about this mantra? How is Vishwamitra
connected to what I was trying to tell you, Vishwamitra is supposed to be the rishi for whom this Gayatri mantra was made to appear as an experience. Okay. What is the relationship between Om and Bhurbhuvah Svaha and these three lines of the Gayatri? So in a sense, that story is invented by somebody. I have not seen it anywhere in the Vedas or anywhere. Somebody asked what is the essence of Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. That person said, first chapter is the essence of the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. What is the essence of the first chapter of the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna? The five commandments. What is the essence of the five commandments? The goal of life is God realization. That is the essence of the all the scriptures of all the world, past, present and future. You understand now as an analogy?
Okay, Maharaj.
So this is a story. What is the relationship? The essence of three Vedas is this Gayatri Mantra. The essence of that Gayatri Mantra is this Vyahruti is called Bhuho, Bhuvaha and Svaha. And the essence of these Vyahrutis is Omkara. And that corresponds to Sri Ramakrishna's teaching, Sandhya merges in Gayatri, Gayatri merges in Omkara. That is to say, when a person is progressing in spiritual life, you don't need to read the whole of Gospel. You just remember the five commandments. And as you progress, you don't need to remember all the five commandments. Only one, that I belong to God, God belongs to me. And when you further progress, it is possible to obtain this knowledge only by surrendering myself to God. Surrender means complete one-ment with our Ishta Devata is called surrender.